Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with The Realest Man on radio. The very popular show, the Dr. Oz Show, has been renewed for two more years, season 13 and 14. Something interesting yesterday, the Dr. Oz Show talked about bias at your hospital. As you know, I was recently appointed to the board of directors for Piedmont Hospital. And before that, I participated in lecturing opportunities at Morehouse School of Medicine, where this was front and center of the discussion, especially how it relates to the bias expressed through race, gender, and also rural versus urban communities. I have Dr. Oz to talk about his new season, what's in store, and also COVID-19. Dr. Oz, thank you for being back on the show, man. How are you?
Rashad, it's a blessing to be with you. And just to echo off what you just said, it is a major focus for me, and I think a lot of people this year, to look at health disparities. And Martin Luther King, I remember hearing this from, at the time, our Surgeon General of the country. I was at an Abyssinian church here in New York City, and the quote that he said was that Dr. King argued that health disparities were the biggest form of racism. Yep. Because you can't get on the playing field. And so, as a doctor, I've always been proud of our culture. You know, I think most doctors are doing their best to help. But the fact that you could have implicit bias and blind spots, even within medicine, that is measurable with the kinds of data we have now on increased mortality rates is stunning. And if I could just give the audience two bits of information, mm-hmm. they just blew me away. And one of them is a question, and one of them is a statement. Here's a statement. Everyone knows that black women are more likely to die than white women during childbirth, and that yep. black infants die more than white infants. But what I didn't realize until this recent study came out this past month was that black infants are roughly twice as likely to die under the care of a white physician than under the care of a black physician.
Wow.
Now, I mean, let's take a step back here. How is that possible that the color of the person taking care of you alters your mortality rate? And I don't think white physicians are purposely trying to be racist and hurt black babies. I mean, that would be crazy. I think that there's cultural differences that lead to huge gaps. And that leads me to the question for you, because I heard this from one of my top producers, and I heard it from a guest on the show as well. Here's a statement. The way that black men see police officers is how black women see doctors. That there's a cultural gap. They don't trust the system. They're not sure how to act. Sometimes they don't ask the questions they normally would ask. Sometimes mm-hmm. the doctors don't pull out the right information because we're supposed to be detectives. So we've got a credibility gap that we need to deal with, which is why we're launching this hashtag More Black Doctors campaign. Because if we know that being cared for by someone who understands you saves your life, let's get more people who might understand you in the field. 5% of doctors are black. 13% of Americans are black. So we can do better.
You know, it's remarkable that you have this campaign. We've talked about this as well at Morehouse School of Medicine a lot, about the need for having more black physicians, especially working on behalf of disenfranchised people because of some of these disparities. And the data is damning, Dr. Oz. The first time I was exposed to the data of disparity, which showed the increase of death among black people, was 2 years ago, right? And this data is in your face. I wonder, and I got to ask you this, man, how are white doctors responding to this data?
We're stunned. I mean, honest to goodness, it's it's very different from law enforcement because we're not, you know, we're not worried about our lives being at risk. Right? We're not going into the dangerous parts of a city and you know, with incoming that you can't predict. We're running the whole show. We're in complete control. And our culture, I mean, hoping people appreciate this, and we go into the field because we care about people. And the nurses care about people, and the respiratory technicians, everyone cares. What this is really revealing is that it's not that you're doing it on purpose, but it still happens. So you got to fix it. I mean, if I'm operating on a heart surgeon, so if I do a heart operation, the patient dies, I mean, believe me, I got to deal with that. It doesn't matter whether I was trying my hardest or not, right? So I've got to be able to address the reason for this. And I do believe a lot of it is because a white physician is unlikely to understand what a black person is trying to tell them. I'll give a good example. Take it a little bit into the area of prevention. Black men are 50 to 75% more likely to get their blood pressure routinely checked or their diabetes managed by a black doctor as opposed to having a white doctor tell them. Now, why is that? Because a black doctor is going to be able to communicate with the patient in a different way. He's going to understand their issues. He's going to understand culturally why they're resistant to getting their sugar checked and be able to poke a hole in that and get them to do what's best for them.
Doc, I'm that guy. I'm that guy 100%. Everybody around me, all of my friends, you got to go to a doctor. You got to go get checked up. Man, I have so much damn insurance, health insurance. I don't know what to do with it, right? I have so much health insurance that they will cover my animals. If I had a pet at my home, literally, my health insurance would cover that as well, all right? I don't use it. I kind of use my dental stuff, right? I use my dental at the end of the year. I work sun up to sundown every single day, 7 days a week. Even on the weekends, I'm on MSNBC. I do all of that, no days off, right? And so I don't do the checkup thing. And I suffer from extreme insomnia. I've suffered from insomnia for years. And you have some good news for me. At least my producer told me that.
I do. I'll tell you, I've always felt that the single most underappreciated problem we have in America is sleep. Mm-hmm. When you sleep, you lose weight because you can't eat while you're sleeping. Plus, when you wake up, you're not hungry.
That's a good damn point, Doc.
But it also drops your blood pressure. It can help with your immune system, which is why people who don't sleep get higher cancer rates. So there's a lot of reasons to sleep. Anyway, I learned that the adjustable frames, the ability to elevate your head, dramatically changes your snoring and your sleep quality. So I ran a clinical trial. It's being presented this week at a major sleep meeting that proves that people who snore much less and get much better quality sleep when they have an elevated bed, so a bed that's an adjustable bed frame. Mm-hmm. And so one of the problems we have, unfortunately, is you can't afford it. This is expensive. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the largest manufacturer on Amazon of these products, and I said, can we make something to democratize sleep so everyone can afford these? And so these guys, it's called the mattress is called Dr. Oz Good Life, but the whole bed system is that as well. And I told these guys it's got to be affordable. So it's out there. Even if you don't get something from me, learn about the power of these adjustable frames because it can change your life. Also, if you've got aches and pains when you're sleeping, also beneficial.
I love it. I love it. I'm definitely going to check it out, man. Keep us updated on this, all right? Because I want to make sure that if it works, Doc, we want to tell people it works, okay?
Exactly right.
All right. COVID-19, man. We're still in the middle of this. Last time I talked to you, we were in the middle of it. Today I'm talking to you, we're still in the middle of it. Any daylight at the end?
Yes, we're in the middle of it, but now we can actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the reason for that, I say that, is the first of the large 30,000 patient trials finishes enrollment this week. And that means we got, 6 weeks till we figure out if it's safe. Whoa.
Wow.
Sorry about that. So hold a second, please. Sorry about that.
Did we lose Dr. Oz?
Sorry, that did not work well. I'm in a studio here, and someone turned on a mic that wasn't supposed to be on.
Okay, all right, no problem. Go ahead, man. It happens.
So we're getting towards the end of this, and I think that the ability for us to have clinical trials widely available to us with the data by November means that we can be vaccinating people by the end of the year. And just now, as I was on the air with you, I am reading that the U.S. government is saying they're going to give free vaccines to everybody, and they're asking the Pentagon to distribute. So we're actually getting ahead of this. And the CDC down in Atlanta, where you are, designed the program and figures out who's going to get the vaccine and when and how to distribute it. So I'm very proud of the system.
All right, Doc, I know you got time. Your time is limited. Excuse me. Tell people how they can watch your show, follow you on social media.
We're on CBS down in Atlanta, but we're all over the country. DrOz.com is our website. Follow us on social media. Be part of the solution, America.
Thank you, Doc. Talk to you soon, man. Have a great show. Dr. Oz, News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.